The State Department of Health, which administers Wisconsin's food share program, known nationally as SNAP, said it needed just over $70 million. Evers argued that investment would save the state hundreds of millions later. The bill that released that money passed with bipartisan support in the legislature, and it also included a ban on candy and soda. That was after a big push from Republicans. That ban has anti-hunger advocates concerned, like William Park Sutherland of Kids Forward. He said the ban makes the whole program more complex.
Why is one energy bar an energy bar and the other bar a candy bar? That's not that easy to suss out.
It's not immediately clear how long it will take before that ban takes effect. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.